Levi is one of 100 teenagers serving 4.5 months at South Dakota's boot camp for boys.
This private was sent here for a violation of probation for getting suspended from school and not following curfew and not completing drug and alcohol counseling.
The 17-year-old identifies himself only as Levi. He wears a khaki uniform and has a shaved head. Any hints of colored hair or pierced body parts are gone. Levi and his 23 platoon members all look and act the same. His voice is hoarse from yelling identity-free responses to his drill instructor. Levi is from a small South Dakota town. He says he started drinking when he was 8, smoked pot at 11, and by 17, he stopped going to school. A recent report says rural teens are 70% more likely to get drunk and 34% more likely to smoke marijuana than their urban peers. Levi is just completing his first month at boot camp. Lesson number one, learn the rules. How to make the bed, how to act in the lunchroom.
First day, bucket.
Sir, bucket.
Everybody, Eddie, hey,
come.
Each platoon lines up at a long bench-style table. Everything about their meal is by direction. On command, they line up to get food. On command, they sit. And on command, they eat.
Sir, one knife and fork and spoon, sir.
Sir, one knife and fork and spoon, sir.
Each private must hold 3 utensils fanned out in front of his face to get a tray of food. The utensils are all accounted for when the eating stops. Mark Snyder is the consummate retired Marine colonel and director of the boot camp. His gaze shows he means business and commands respect, but he makes time in the hall to ask a cadet how he's feeling. Snyder says the boot camp's philosophy gives a kid the tools to succeed in life.
Self-respect, discipline, confidence, spirit, pride, motivation, the need to succeed, what it's going to do for them in the future.
Critics of the boot camp approach say those goals can be achieved without a military style. Research shows kids who are addicted to drugs and alcohol and who commit minor offenses have deeper problems that need a different sort of attention. If given the right environment, most kids, says Larry Brentro, can turn their lives around. The president of Reclaiming Youth International says the current get-tough attitude towards kids is simply a return to another era. But what is new is the research saying kids need direction and counseling and education.
If all we have is this, I'm here to help you approach, the kids will run right over the top of you. If all we have is this, I'm going to shape you up approach, the kids will either comply and play games, you know, or rebel. And the only approach that works, you know, is to combine elements of both of those. Setting extremely high demands on young people, but not that they be obedient, but that they be responsible. And then setting very high demands on adults that they meet the needs of young people entrusted in their care.
Boot camp director Mark Snyder says counseling and education is the primary focus of his program. He says the cadets need the direction and discipline his staff demands. The boys' boot camp in South Dakota is just one of several programs in the Custer Youth Correction Center. There is a work camp and a center for boys who have completed the work in boot camps but don't have a good home situation to return to. They attend Custer High School and can work in the community but live within the confines of the center. 12 miles away is the facility for girls. It's designed for girls who've experienced chemical and sexual abuse and focuses primarily on counseling and education. A more intensive physical program will begin this summer. Director Melody Tromberg says the new program is not a boot camp for girls.
The boot camp philosophy doesn't work as well with the girls. You know, it's in-your-face stuff, you know, that for the boys. You know, that's the girls, it's more of relationship building, you know, getting to, you know, to work through those emotional issues and those things.
This is a new way of thinking for South Dakota. The state closed its girls' boot camp last month following the death last July of Gina Score. The 14-year-old died of hyperthermia following a forced run. The state currently faces multiple lawsuits alleging abuse at the state training school and juvenile prison in Plankinton. Mark Snyder says his program is about tough treatment and high expectations.
They've talked about abuses in the boot camp, and these abuses happen here. They don't happen here. We don't tolerate it. We've never tolerated it. We have checks and balances to ensure that abuses don't go on. We have we terminate employees that we feel are just being mean and mean-spirited. We don't need those people here. We need people that can be demanding, can run a tightly structured program, yet be compassionate and understanding, and actually want to make positive changes in these kids.
Physical training is an important but gradual step in the program, showing kids there is a better high than using drugs. 17-year-old Levi says he's learned to agree with that.
And before, this private couldn't even run a mile without feeling like this private was going to fall over and die, but we're just ending the first month of boot camp, and we're already running 2 miles without stopping, and it feels really good, and it really builds your self-esteem up, builds you up. It really feels good when you do something that you didn't know you would be able to do before, man.
The boot camp model is not a new one, nor is thinking kids are a lost cause. There are examples in history, according to Larry Brentrow, who trains teachers to reach out to kids before they get in trouble. He says the 1930s was the most difficult time for delinquent kids. Millions of juveniles were riding the rails. There was no employment. The conditions were brutal. The highest murder rate in this century occurs in 1935 because of all the economic and social problems. Brentrow says people were so outraged with the younger generation, they referred to them as the lost generation.
People were basically saying, these people are dangerous, these kids are hopeless, they have no purpose, they have no conscience, they have no values. What will ever happen to them? They're lost. They're irretrievable. There's nothing we could do.
And so the first boot camp, the Civilian Conservation Corps, was created. They were work camps with a military flavor. The emphasis was on service, productivity, and a paycheck. Brentrow says the camps turned a lot of kids around and still stands as one of history's most significant efforts to rehabilitate troubled kids.
And so the very lost generation becomes the topic of Tom Brokaw's award-winning book, The Greatest Generation.
Kids in the 1940s had a purpose, the war effort. In the 50s and 60s, the baby boom children stretched and tested first the education system and then the nation's social traditions. Brentrow says there have been many experimental programs over the last several decades to keep kids out of trouble. Sioux Falls psychologist J.C. Chambers counsels kids after they're released from South Dakota's boot camp. He's seen kids turn their lives around.
The reason the kids who did well is because some commander spent a little extra time with these kids. And that relationship is why those kids changed. It wasn't because the program worked. I can tell you a number of kids who've done well, but if you ask them why, they won't say the boot camp. They'll say, while I was in the boot camp, Mr. Dantzler, I started listening to Mr. Dantzler, and he started to make sense to me, and that's why their heart changed.
The gray walls and chain-linked fences of the South Dakota boot camp are often the first glimpse of the correction system kids see. Several states are starting to close boot camps, looking for other ways to punish kids. Some focus on more community-based counseling programs. Others are getting even tougher, trying more teenagers as adults. It appears that a trend has begun. As kids commit more violent crimes, people are calling for justice. That means teenagers doing hard time in prison. In Sioux Falls, I'm Kara Hetland, Minnesota Public Radio.